come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A U.S. Navy fighter jet rolled off an aircraft carrier today and sank into the Red Sea. The USS Truman positioned off Yemen's coast and part of the mission to disable Iran-backed Houthi rebels. Strongholds, ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
The incident occurred as the $70 million jet was being towed from the hangar bay of the aircraft carrier USS Harry S. Truman. Both the fighter jet and the tow tractor rolled off the carrier deck and into the Red Sea. Two crew members, one on board the FA-18 and another inside the tractor, jumped out in time. But officials say one sailor suffered a minor injury.
Happening now at the White House, President Trump welcoming the Philadelphia Eagles to celebrate their Super Bowl win back in February. Russia has called for a pause in fighting for 3 days next month with Ukraine to mark the 80th anniversary of V-Day. The U.S., Europe, and Ukraine voicing concern over that temporary ceasefire as talks are focused on a 30-day ceasefire, something Ukraine has already agreed to. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
Dedicated efforts to locate Melissa Beeson, missing since March 17th, have been ongoing since the report of her disappearance. The Lac du Flambeau Tribal Police Department has searched relentlessly in the area in which Melissa was last seen, as well as other areas of interest. Officers and assisting agencies have conducted grid searches on foot, have deployed high-tech drones and airplanes, and have searched using specially trained canines. Many of these search areas are characterized by extremely treacherous terrain. Because of the challenges and danger involved in searching on foot, the LDFPD has not requested assistance from volunteers, so officers continue to come in on their days off to comb the search areas. To date, over 1,300 acres have been carefully searched. They have also been assisted by other law enforcement agencies, including the Wausau Police Department. It has been suggested that Melissa is hiding out somewhere, afraid to come back to Lac du Flambeau. In case that is true, the LDFPD has a message for Melissa, and they ask that it be shared with her by anyone having knowledge of her whereabouts. Quote, Melissa, please know that you are not in trouble. We are not going to arrest you or take you to jail. All anyone wants is for you to come home. Your family is frantic and the entire community is worried about you. There will be relief and much happiness upon your return. We all know that it was not your intent to cause such concern and worry. It exists because you're cared about and your absence is felt by everyone. Please contact your family or our department. If you need transportation, it will be provided. If you need money to assist you in coming home, that too will be provided. Just please reach out and let your community know that you are safe. End quote. When last seen in the vicinity of Indian Village Road and Shawamigan Forest Trail in Lac du Flambeau, Melissa was wearing red sweatpants, a black sleeveless shirt, and a gray sweatshirt. Melissa Beeson is a Native American female, 5'7", with a medium build, brown hair, and brown eyes. She has numerous tattoos, including on her neck, arms, and legs. Anyone having any information about Melissa or her possible whereabouts is asked to please call the Lac du Flambeau Tribal PD at 715-588-7717 or Vilas County Sheriff's Office at 715-479-4441. Saturday, May 3rd at 4:30, the Wisconsin Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is hosting their Flambeau Chapter Banquet. After a couple of years off, the Flambeau Chapter is back at it, raising money for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation conservation. They invite you to come and join the fun at their annual banquet. You can register online through their Facebook page, Wisconsin Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 3rd at 4:30 over at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield. Wisconsin makes an impression for entrepreneurs starting up new businesses. Lisa Hale has details.
Three Wisconsin cities make the top 150 most supportive communities for startup businesses. MarketBeat.com surveyed over 3,000 participants. Access to incubators like Green Bay's Urban Hub and regional supports, in addition to tax breaks and mentorship opportunities, all played into the rankings. Madison ranked highest of the Wisconsin cities at 60. Green Bay comes in at 74th, and Milwaukee makes the list at 102.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Bad news for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard has suffered a torn Achilles tendon in his left leg. An MRI today confirmed the injury. It happened in the first quarter of the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers in their playoff game last night in Milwaukee. Lillard, who turns 35 this summer, could be out for the next year. Head coach Doc Rivers.
That's why you have teammates and family, you know, around them. It's just such a great freaking dude. Like, on a basketball level, but more important, like as a teammate and a father and all that stuff. And, you know, no one deserves it, but golly, you just look at him. And so that's why I feel bad.
The Bucks play the Pacers in Indiana tomorrow night at 5. Milwaukee down 3-1 in that best-of-7 series. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 7-1 to snap a 4-game losing streak. They head to Chicago next to play the White Sox tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could be severe tonight with hail, gusty winds, and a slim tornado chance. Temps fall out of the 60s tonight into the 50s tomorrow as rain wraps early but breezy with clearing. Right now it's 58. 98Q Country.
Out in the country past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boost good boogie. I got a good job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Stuck out in the woods to do the boot-scoot boogie. Yeah, you told do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go boot-scoot. What'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie. Yeah, get down, turn around, go to town, boot scoot boogie.
Brooks and Dunn on 98Q Country with the Boot Scootin' Boogie. Let's start the 4 o'clock hour the right way with five in a row from K&B Refrigeration of Medford, who handles your major brand appliance needs to fit any budget. That's K&B. Find them in Medford or inside Ken's Carpet Center, their appliance outlet in Phillips. Four more to finish this five in a row, and then we dive in. It's Lions this hour. What did they do this weekend in the draft? Why? I'll give you bad opinions about both. Well, facts about what they did, bad opinions about why they did it. First, here's Lee Bryce. I Drive Your Truck on 98Q Country.
$0.89 in the ashtray, half empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash, dog tags hanging from the rear view, old skull can and cowboy boots, and a gold army shirt folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy, that's all right. People got their ways of coping, oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck. I leave that radio playing, same old country station where you left it. Yeah, man, I crank it up, and you'd probably punch my arm right now if you saw this tear rolling down on my face. Hey man, I'm trying to be tough. Mama asked me this morning if I'd been by your grave, but that flag is stolen where I feel you anyway. I drive your truck.
Country.
A pair of boots and a sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go, hanging memories on the highline pole. Free and easy down the road I go.
free and easy down the road I go. Up. Ragweed's rocking on the radio. Free and easy down the road I go. So I keep rolling like an old banjo.
Side of the road, out of that window beside. wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole world wasn't over that dash. It was back there buckled in, saying, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Get out. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98 Q Country.
Just about a mile off of 109. There's a little church sitting back in the pines. I promised that girl she was gonna be mine. I wouldn't be surprised if she was standing there crying. Oh, oh, I didn't know a burnout Ford could go so slow. Oh, oh, you got to put your foot down on the floor. Yeah, we've been rocking all night, but don't you know, you got to get me to the church on the Cumberland Road.
Shenandoah, Church on Cumberland Road, number 5 of 5 in a row from K&B Refrigeration in Medford. So, the Detroit Lions clearly entered this year's draft with priorities that are easy to guess, you might say. Shore up the trenches, first of all, and add options for Jared Goff. In the first round, the Lions selected Tyleek Williams, defensive tackle from Ohio State, which was an obvious move, given Aleem McNeil is rehabbing an ACL injury this offseason. Though McNeil is the clear immediate future starter, Brad Holmes called Williams an immediate future stabilizer. He made it clear the real excitement is about the long-term potential, though. And to be clear, Williams might actually surprise with more pass rush ability than is typical for a defensive tackle, something the Lions could badly use in a division loaded with mobile quarterbacks. In the second round, Detroit traded up three spots to grab Tate Ratledge, guard from Georgia. After losing Kevin Zeitler from what had been one of the league's top offensive lines, the Lions, simply put, needed fresh blood here. Ratledge's impact at Georgia was clear. The Bulldogs averaged 0.8 more yards per play with him on the field, 7.1 yards with him, 6.3 yards without. Ratledge will be expected to slide right into Zeitler's old role to keep the Lions' dominant ground game rolling, and the Lions kept pressing. They moved up 32 spots to draft Isaac Tesla, a big-bodied receiver from Arkansas, 6'3", 214, but he ran a 4'4", 340. Adds athleticism to a receiving core that was extremely top-heavy last year. Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jamison Williams accounted for 78% of Detroit's receiving yards. That's not good. One of those guys goes down and that's it. That's where the plan ends for one of those guys getting hurt. With Tim Patrick and Khalif Raymond competing for reps at the 3 and 4 spot, Isaac's going to have to battle, but the opportunity is there if he can leverage his large frame. The Lions composite grade, C to C minus, 2.33 GPA, tying Detroit 30th overall in the league of 32 teams, a sign that while the Lions did fill needs, evaluators generally question whether they got good value, which we won't even be able to form good opinions on for the next 3 years. That said, we'll have some clear busts and some clear nailed picks even after this upcoming season, so don't expect opinions to be in short supply. Check the weather coming up next after a word from sponsors and the Motorsports Minute, then 5 in a row before more Lions post-draft breakdown on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Team Penske is back on top in Talladega. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Every day, they protect the land we call home. Their dedication is why we race free. They're our neighbors, friends, and fellow fans. They put it all on the line. So when the green flag flies,
green flag,
we do too. NASCAR salutes together with Coca-Cola at Texas, Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
Austin Cindric and his Team Penske team appeared to have won yesterday's Jack Links 500 at Talladega Super Speedway in a photo finish, crossing the line just a fender ahead of Ryan Preece. The win for Cindric was the third of his NASCAR Cup Series career and his first win since last June at Gateway some 30 races ago. Preece crossed the line second in that photo finish, but was later disqualified after failing post-race tech, and he wasn't the only one. Joey Logano, who appeared to have finished fifth, and his Cindric's Team Penske teammate also failed post-race tech and was disqualified. Behind Cindric at the finish following those DQs were Kyle Larson, William Byron, Noah Gragson, and Chase Elliott. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services.
Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Osea Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Osea Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osea Wealth.
Lager United Booster Club is proudly supported by Mike and Terry Hammerstrom, who support all local area sports, their athletes, and their teams.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could be severe tonight with hail, gusty winds, and a slim tornado chance. Temps fall out of the 60s tonight into the 50s tomorrow as rain wraps early but breezy with clearing. Right now it's 58.
Let's get to work.
Yeah!
Getting you through the workday with today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
I hope she makes you smile the way you made me smile on the other end of a phone in the middle of a highway driving alone. Oh baby, I hope you hear a song that makes you sing along and get you thinking about her. Then the last several miles turn into a blur, yeah.
I hope you both feel a spark by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one. Up in a 2 a.m. pick from a friend, hanging on to a guy. You just sent him. I hope you stay up all night, all alone, waiting by the phone. And then she calls, and baby, I hope you work it out. Forgive and just about forgive and take her on a first date again. And when you're leaning in for a kiss,
I hope you both feel a spark by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one.
She makes you feel the same way about her that I feel about you right now.
I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one by the end of the night. I hope you never ever felt more free. Tell your friends that you're so happy. I hope she comes along and rips every one of your plans. I hope you spend your last time to put a rock on her hand. I hope she's wilder than your wildest dreams. She's never.
Gonna need, and I hope she cheats like you do.
house is dirty, but it can wait. Yeah, 'cause right now I need some damage.
Ain't single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. But next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store, getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just praying she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and you sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring, and there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death, 'cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, dad, and nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing. More in love than you've ever been, with a lot of years of remember wins, and still some down the road. 'Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
Jordan Davis on 98Q. Next thing you know, halfway through 5 in a row, we've heard from Gabby Barrett, Sugarland, and of course Jordan Davis there. Clint Black and Dylan Scott are up next. We're in the Detroit Hour, breaking down the Lions picks, and coming up, we've got a defensive end, an offensive guard, a safety, and a wide receiver to round out the picks on day 3 from Detroit. Here's Clint Black first with Nothing But the Taillights.
Said a word all night, but the wheels are turning in her mind. Now I was riding shotgun, and I knew things had gone right. Just as soon as she dropped me off at the side of the road, and she let that gravel fly, now I'm walking
dancing in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway's ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. Something that I did to her, or the things I never said. I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway has ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. Brought me to my knees, but she won't be laughing half as loud when she gives me back my keys. She'll be walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with her left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. The highway's ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. There she goes. Here I come. Leave me out here in the middle of nowhere. Drop this.
That's all I listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
She looks so pretty when the makeup on. You should hear her talking to her mama on the phone. I love it when she raps to an Eminem song. That's my girl. Man, her eyes really drive me crazy. You should see her smile when she holds a baby. I can honestly say that she saved me. My girl, yeah. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Every night when she goes to bed, she hits her knees and bows her head. Thanks the Lord for another day. I just thank Him for my girl. Yeah, that's my girl in the past.
passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, cause in a scene, that's my girl. Sipping Crown of Sprite and a ball cap turned back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Around cause in a scene, that's my girl. Sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap turned back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my
Dylan Scott on 98Q Country with My Girl, following Clint Black and Jordan Davis. So, we're focusing on the Lions, their NFL draft selections, and what that might mean for the team, as well as just a general breakdown for the draft for each NFC North team. We've already covered the Packers and the Vikings in the last couple hours. It's the Lions hour, and next hour, it's all Bears before I'm out of here at 7 o'clock this evening. We'll spend that 6 o'clock hour breaking open some of the why behind the Packers selections, and in fact, one writer who I spoke with in the offseason actually has an incredible insight on what some of the Packers picks might mean. It's actually a pretty clear correlation that we'll share with you after the 6 o'clock mark. For now, though, we're looking at Detroit's day three picks. They focused on bolstering the offensive line, and in the fifth round, they made their third trade-up of the weekend to select Miles Frazier, guard from LSU. Frazier's been steady with just three pressures allowed over nearly 1,000 pass-blocking snaps since 2023. Brad Holmes, general manager of the Lions, made it clear that they wanted to add more youth into the offensive line. Frazier projects as a high-end backup with starter potential down the road, at least according to analysis from NFL.com. In the sixth round, Detroit made a bit of history with Ahmed Hassanian, a defensive end from Boise State, the first Egyptian player ever drafted into the NFL. Hassanian ranked up the most tackles for loss and second most sacks across the FBS over the last two seasons, but scouts view him as raw. They say he succeeded more through toughness and motor than pure technique. Still, for a sixth rounder, enticing upside. And in the seventh round, two more picks. First, Dan Jackson, safety from Georgia, finished third on the team last year in total tackles. And of course, the Lions just signed All-Pro Kirby Joseph to a new massive extension that makes him the highest paid safety in NFL history. So Jackson isn't expected to start, but to be a steady depth piece and possible special teams contributor. No secret that Kirby's style makes him, if not injury prone, more likely to end up banged up, though, so depth is especially useful. Finally, Dominic Lovett, another Georgia product, this time a wide receiver, 5'10", 185. Lovett clocked a 4.4 40 and led the Bulldogs last season with 59 receptions and 6 touchdowns. Detroit is pretty desperate to spread the targets around beyond St. Brown and Jameson Williams, like we mentioned in the last break, so Lovett could push for a roster spot in competition and shake up the depth chart in doing so. Once again, Detroit's overall composite draft grade was C to C minus range, 2.33 GPA, which makes them 30th in the league by these composite scores. But honestly, even the best teams didn't do as well as I would have told you. The Patriots did the best according to these composite scores with a true A, but still, most teams were below the B minus range. So C to C minus, not as scary as it might sound if you're a Lions fan. I am afraid, though, if you're a Lions fan, we're done talking about your team for the day, at least on this edition of the afternoon show. We'll be talking football throughout the week, mostly in the 4 o'clock hour, and we'll see. I'm going to pretty freely allow overflow into other hours because I'll welcome any excuse to talk football. So basically, when I get here in the morning for my morning show on Trail Mix, what happens in those 4 hours on that morning show will determine how much football I talk in the afternoon show here on 98Q Country. No matter what, though, there will be football, if nothing else, during the 4 o'clock hour. Right now, a word from sponsors before we get back to the country music. We're 98Q Country, after all.
98Q Country.
Lacrosse and Danner Boots have a long tradition of making high-quality footwear for all your outdoor activities. Feeder Sports Center in Phillips is your one-stop shop for Danner and lacrosse footwear. From heavier, insulated, waterproof rubber and neoprene boots for all of your cold-season activities, to lightly insulated rubber boots for late spring and early fall, to hiking boots and shoes for the summer, Danner and lacrosse have the high-quality footwear that you're looking for. Stop in and check out Bader's extensive selection of Danner and lacrosse footwear for men and women. Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family. Learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others. Topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building in your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from five unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial. Use it on a wide range of wood or metal projects for long-lasting results. Choose from over 50 color options available now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
We'll be right back.
They make my work day go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work. All day at work.
98Q Country.